He drove to the old neighborhood, past the stately houses and deep front yards, the sidewalks and eternal quiet. The front door of his mother's house was closed. He turned off the engine and sat for a moment, listening to the birds and the distant sound of lawnmowers. A tree in the heart. His father had been dead for a year, and his mother was marrying Frederick and moving to France for a while. And he was not here as a child or as a visitor, but as caretaker of the past. His to choose what to keep and what to discard. He tried to talk with Michelle about this, his deep sense of responsibility, how what he kept from this house of his childhood would become, in turn, what he passed down to his own children someday, all they would ever know in a tangible way of what had shaped him. He'd been thinking of his father, whose past was still a mystery, but Michelle misunderstood. She stiffened at this casual mention of children. "That's not what I meant," he protested, angry, and she was angry too. "Whether or not you knew it, that's what you meant." He leaned back, searching in his pocket for the house key. Once his mother understood that his father's work was valuable, she'd started keeping the doors locked, though the boxes sat unopened in the studio. Well, he didn't want to look at that stuff either. When Paul finally got out of the car, he stood for a moment on the curb, looking around the neighborhood. It was hot. A high, faint breeze moved through the tops of the trees. Pin oak leaves dug into the light, creating a play of shadows on the ground. Strangely, too, the air seemed to be full of snow, a feathery gray-white substance drifting down through the blue sky. Paul reached out into the hot, humid air, feeling as if he were standing in one of his father's photographs, where trees bloomed up in the pulse of a heart, where the world was suddenly not what it seemed. He caught a flake in one palm. When he closed his hand into a fist and opened it again, his flesh was smeared with black. Ashes were drifting down like snow in the dense July heat. He left footprints on the sidewalk as he walked up the steps. The front door was unlocked, but the house was empty. "Hello?" Paul called, walking through the rooms, the furniture pushed into the middle of the floor and covered with tarps, the walls bare, ready for painting. He hadn't lived here for years, but he found himself pausing in the living room, stripped of everything that had made it meaningful. How many times had his mother decorated this room? And yet, it was just a room, finally. "Mom?" he called, but got no answer. Upstairs, he stood in the doorway of his own room. Boxes were piled here, too, full of old things he had to sort. She hadn't thrown anything away. Even his posters were rolled neatly and secured with rubber bands. There were faint rectangles on the walls where they'd once hung. "Mom," he called again. He went downstairs and onto the back porch,